Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A new wave of alarming text messages is making the rounds through Michigan, and it's gotten drivers on edge. The message claims to be from the Michigan Secretary of State, warning recipients of an unresolved traffic violation tied to their account. It escalates quickly, calling itself a final notice and threatening serious consequences if payment isn't made by a specific deadline. According to the text, failures to pay could trigger a cascade of penalties. Your vehicle registration revoked, your driver's license suspended for at least 30 days, and your alleged debt handed over to collections. With fees climbing as high as 35%, it even warns of legal action and damage to your credit. The urgency peaks with a call to action, pay immediately through a provided link. But here's the catch. Officials are warning residents to slow down before clicking. Messages like these are increasingly used in phishing scams designed to create panic and push quick payments. The combination of legal language, tight deadlines, and official-sounding threats is no accident. It's crafted to pressure you into acting fast. Experts say if you receive a message like this, don't click the link. Instead, go directly to the official state website or contact the Secretary of State through verified channels. Bottom line, when a message demands immediate action and threats severe penalties, it's worth asking, is this enforcement or exploitation? And a troubling pattern is unfolding in mid-Michigan, where yet another body has been discovered outside a local business, marking the third such case in just over a week. This latest incident happened Monday evening in Saginaw Township, where a customer made a grim discovery in the parking lot of a Walgreens at State and Center. Inside a parked vehicle, authorities found a 50-year-old man from Gaylord, deceased. Investigators say surveillance footage shows the car had been sitting there since Friday night with no sign the man ever went inside the store. Despite the unsettling circumstances, police report no visible injuries and at this point do not suspect foul play. An autopsy is underway to determine the exact cause of death. The discovery comes on the heels of two similar incidents nearby. Just days earlier, an elderly man was found dead in his car outside a Meijer on Tittabawassee Road, and shortly after that, skeletal remains were uncovered behind the same store. Authorities say none of these cases appear to be connected or criminal, but the string of discoveries is raising concern across the community. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with local news.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, continuing with our local news. My name is John Curdy. A quiet loss is being felt today in mid-Michigan, where a four-legged officer leaves behind a powerful legacy. In Roscommon County, the Richfield Township Department of Public Safety is mourning the passing of K-9 officer Bo. After an eight-year career in the force, Bo died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. But to call Bo just a police dog doesn't quite capture his impact. For nearly a decade, Bo was a constant presence in Richfield Township and beyond, assisting officers, protecting residents, and becoming a familiar and reassuring figure in the community. Whether on duty or out in public, he represented loyalty, service, and an unspoken bond between law enforcement and the people they serve. Today, fellow officers remember not just a partner in the field, but a trusted teammate and friend. K-9 Officer Bo's watch may be over, but his legacy of service will not be forgotten. And that's been your local, regional news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on ThumbNet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.